Good news here is the fact that the heaviest snow is departing now. We are seeing most of the heavy snow now travel to the east of Interstate 65. Now, there's still some in Hardin County, for an example, Bullitt County, but the biggest batch of it is now in Shelby, Franklin, Anderson, Spencer, Nelson, Washington, Marion counties, and traveling off to the east. We still have snow coming down at a rate that it still accumulates to our west around Evansville and Paducah, but there the visibilities have improved, so the snowfall is tapering off to our west. I think our heavy snow will be over with by 8 o'clock this morning, and our accumulating snow perhaps by 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. We'll see flurries this afternoon. Total snowfall accumulation, 12 to 16 inches easily. In northern Kentucky, the amounts will decrease the farther north and south you go. If you get down to the Kentucky-Tennessee border, congratulations, you've gotten farther than most, but I wouldn't travel. Let's just put it this way. I just hang it up for today. But there's some sleet and ice pellets right now around Nashville. So right around the Kentucky-Tennessee border, that's where the snow ends and you get a little bit of sleet and rain in northern Tennessee. Anywhere you're going in the Ohio Valley, there are all sorts of winter storm warnings out from the Boot Heel of Missouri on through West Virginia, from Indiana and Ohio down through Kentucky and into Tennessee. So it's all around us. It's a mess, obviously. Don't travel unless you really have to.
Airport closed at least till noon today.
12 to 16 inches. This afternoon, the cold front's right on top of us now. That's what's going to bring it into our heavy snow. Front passes, but then our temperatures will start to drop for the balance of the morning on into the afternoon. We're at our warmest temperature now, low 30s. We'll end up in the low 20s. The wind will pick up, so there'll be some blowing snow as well this afternoon. Northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, a few flurries, no additional accumulation, but bitterly cold. Zero wind chills, 30 to 40 below. Tomorrow, maybe a few flurries, but again, bitterly cold, the high 5. Right now in Louisville, still heavy snow in the area. Temperature is 32.
Good morning. I'm Gary Schooler.
Complete details at 7 o'clock on News Radio 84 WHAS.
It's 6:55 with Morning Demon Sports 84. Here's Paul Rogers.
Joe Montana led the Kansas City Chiefs to a big second-half win over Houston in the AFC playoffs yesterday. Trailing 10-0 at halftime, Kansas City roared back for a 28-20 win. The Chiefs will go against Buffalo in Buffalo next weekend. And could Joe Montana be going against his former team, the San Francisco 49ers, in the Super Bowl? Well, it is possible, because San Francisco will have to pay a visit to Dallas after the Cowboys beat Green Bay 27-17. Troy Aikman passed for over 300 yards and three touchdowns. The Indiana Hoosiers kept their home court winning streak alive. It's the longest in the country now at 37 in a row, although it looked like they might not pull it off. Michigan roared to a 15-point lead in the first half, but Indiana answered with a big second half and a 10-point win, 82-72.
Maybe a combination of fatigue and frustration caused us to take some ill-advised shots, and I think caused us to let up just enough defensively to give Indiana better looks, back cuts, second and third shots at the basket.
Steve Fisher's Wolverines go down to their first loss in conference play. Tonya Harding is denying any involvement in the assault on skating rival Nancy Kerrigan. Harding's attorney read a statement yesterday saying the skater was shocked and angry that anyone close to her would be involved in the attack. Meanwhile, Kerrigan skated for the first time yesterday since being clubbed in the knee in Detroit on January 6th. Says she's a little sore, but it feels good to get back on the ice. Paul Rogers, Sports 84 WHAS.
All right, Paul, thanks. 6:57 with the Morning Team at 84 WHAS. Ron Robertson has talked to Orville, who said he drove with his four-wheel drive, he came out of Oldham County down River Road to downtown to drop off his wife and then back out Bardstown Road out to J-Town.
Uh-huh.
And he said, let's just say, Ron's right, if you don't have a four-wheel drive, buddy, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. So,
well, I mean, the police have four-wheel drives, and they're getting stuck just like you are.
Yeah.
It is not a good time to be out. Just to give you some idea of the roads, we have a snowplow stuck out on northbound 841 at LaGrange Road. So police are even saying avoid 841 northbound. I-64 eastbound, your ramp coming in Spaghetti Junction. The North 65, that is an awfully steep hill, even when it's dry. And so now we've got ice and snow on it. That makes it even worse. We've got drivers stuck there. 64, this will be westbound coming toward Louisville, a jackknife tractor trailer between the Beachdale-Simpsonville exit and the West Stop. In fact, I think our Jack Fox is out in that area and unable to come in just now. So if you can put off any kind of trip, I would certainly stay put this morning and just keep us tuned in. Ron Robertson from the Skywatch 84 Traffic Center.
Okay, I think it's safe to say I've been doing this a long time, and we have more cancellations this morning than I can remember, I think, ever. so including businesses and all kinds of things. So if there's any question in your mind about whether or not your company or your daycare or your school is going to be open today, call ahead, because chances are it's going to be closed. Farm Credit Services are closed for the day. Liberty Mutual Insurance Group is going to be closed for the day.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84
WHAS,
Louisville.
News on the hour.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Paul Miles, News Radio 84 WHAS. What a snowstorm. 11 inches in Still County. One of the biggest storms ever has nearly paralyzed Kentuckiana with hazardous road conditions, a standstill at the airport, and a flood of school and business closings. We'll go down that list of closings in just a few minutes, but first, Ken Schultz is here to give us an idea of what we're in for the rest of the morning. Ken?
Heavy snow is beginning to move east and out of the downtown Louisville area, still showing up to be heavy snow on radar from Lexington back through Woodford, Franklin, Shelby, Spencer, Anderson, Washington, Nelson, Bullock counties, but most of the heavy snow now traveling off to the east of Interstate 65. All heavy snow should begin to taper off in our immediate Louisville area within the next hour. Light snow continues, though, off to our west, although visibilities have improved greatly around Evansville and Paducah, an indication that the accumulating snow is ending to our west. Went out just a few moments ago, measured 12 inches of snow in our parking lot here. We've had reports of 13 and 14-inch snowfall amounts. I don't think we're going to be adding too much more to that, perhaps another inch in some areas. Total snow accumulation from this storm, anywhere from 12 to 16 inches of snow will fall from this storm by the time the accumulating snow starts to diminish and end about 10 o'clock this morning. I have a complete forecast coming up. Another look at radar in just a few minutes. Paul?
Thank you, Ken. As we said, a tough morning for motorists. Area police are encouraging people to stay off the roads if possible. Ice and snow overnight have made for hazardous driving conditions throughout Kentuckiana. Kentucky State Police in E-Town say I-65 has been practically particularly troublesome. Southbound 65 at Shepherdsville. Police reporting two jackknife semi-tractor trailers. That's southbound 65 at Shepherdsville. Local and county police are also reporting tough driving conditions this morning. Stalled cars and minor accidents due to the icy conditions. Motorists are asked to use extreme caution when on the roads and allow for plenty of extra driving time. Ron Robertson will have a better look at traffic conditions in just a moment. Louisville's Standiford Field is closed until noon today. Regional Airport Authority spokesperson Randy Swan says crews couldn't keep up with the snow and ice overnight.
We not only have to clear the runways, but the taxiways and the ramp areas into the terminal jetways, as well as trying to maintain the roadways in front of the airport for people to get up to the departure and arrival level curbs. It's just very difficult to keep up because the snow has been so intense and unrelenting all night.
Those with departing flights this morning or those meeting arriving flights need to call the airlines to find out flight changes. Swan says airport officials will meet at noon today to decide whether or not the taxiways will be reopened. Again, Louisville's Standiford Field is closed today until noon.
84 WHAS.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz with the WHAS Color Radar Weather. As of 7 o'clock this morning, 13 inches of snow has fallen on Louisville. This makes it the fourth largest snow in Louisville's history. And snow amounts, again, Louisville, we're leading the way at 13 officially. 6 inches at Lexington, 5 at Covington. Paducah has 7. Evansville, 6 inches of snow. Even to our south, they're reporting a 1 inch at Nashville, as much as 8 inches around Indianapolis. So, no, you will not outrun the snow this morning. But the heavier snow is beginning to move away. Light snow will still fall and accumulate along to about 10 o'clock this morning. Total snowfall accumulation on the order of 12 to 16 inches in the area. Most of the heavy snow falling along into the south of the Ohio River this morning. As a cold front moves through, the snow diminishes, but then the cold air will start to move in. We're at our day's high in the low 30s. We'll end up today with temperatures in the low 20s. Winds will be northwest 10 to 20, some blowing snow, and wind chill values that will head down towards zero during the day. Tonight, bitterly cold. Snow flurries possible, our low zero, but even colder wind chill values, probably in the 30 to 40 below category. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, bitterly cold. Chance for a few flurries, our high 5 above. Lexington, as I mentioned, is reporting snow, 30 degrees. Here in Louisville, we continue to pick up snow at a rate of 1 to 2 inches an hour, but it's beginning to taper off. 3/4 mile visibility It's 32 degrees with a wind chill of 22 here at 84 WHAS. I'm Ken Schultz.
This is Paul Miles, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
If there's any question in your mind, especially if it's a daycare or a school or a business, if you want to go and do business with them or because you work there or you have a child who's going through the daycare, call ahead. Because they're just more than we can possibly handle this morning. I mean, the world is closing down. From Rick Redmond, we hear all Kentucky Lottery employees are to remain home. Lottery offices are closed today. The Kentucky Derby Museum closed today. Wayne Supplies is closed. Cardiac Care and Diagnostic Center, all the units are closed today. And Colonel Rudin of the Jefferson County Emergency Medical Services says that if you have any medical emergencies, they will respond as soon as possible. There's up to a 3 to 4 hour delay on critical runs. You heard that from Wendy Peters just a few minutes ago. If you live close to a medical service substation, East Government Center, Central Government Center, or the PRP Fire Station Number 3 on Perry Road, there are personnel on duty at those locations, and they want you to know that. Ron Robertson is 718 with the morning team. Ron's the service of Brown Brothers Cadillac.
We just heard an example of that. In fact, there's an injury accident at 32nd and Vermont.
Our emergency shelters, of course, are open at all of the substations, including the Urban Government Center. So anyone who is without heat and needs to find a place for shelter, that's the place to go.
Okay.
I've asked Jack Nevin, who is our community's emergency services director, to contact the State Emergency Operations Center to see if there are four-wheel drives that they can get from the National Guard to be of assistance to us.
And you're not going to, I mean, if you call ahead, it's quite likely you'll find that the folks you're going to go visit are not going to be there.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So it's probably the best bet is to call before you leave.
Yes.
All right. And the number, if I need help and assistance from you, is what?
Personally?
Yes.
Are we on the air?
No, we're still on the air, and I'm talking about folks who need that help. That's 574?
Yes.
3900.
You got it.
Okay. Thanks, Judge.
See ya.
All right. County Judge Executive Dave Armstrong. It's 8 o'clock with the morning team at 84 WHAS.
Picture your home and the landscape around it, how beautiful it is, and how much you put into making it that way. Well, why enjoy it only in the daytime? After the sun goes down, Left Door Illumination from Landscape Lighting Company. Highlight favorite trees, flowers, and shrubs. Dramatize a door. Light up a deck, pool, or fountain. Landscape lighting adds value, security, and safety on steps, walks, and driveways. When you think of landscape lighting, think of Landscape Lighting Company.
Jefferson County Police spokesperson Officer Wendy Peters says it's been a treacherous morning for local drivers.
A lot of people are hearing some reports that some of the interstates are somewhat passable. The problem is getting to that point. Most of the rural areas, not even rural areas of the county, are seeing snow drift that may be 15 inches, and we're seeing people trying to get out of subdivisions, not making it much further than that.
Peter says there are reports of 2 to 3 hour delays for wreckers. Motorists should dress warmly in case they become stranded. For those involved in non-injury fender benders, this morning police suggest heading home and filing a delayed report. Peters says police will respond to any accidents involving an injury. Ken Schultz joins us now to give us an update on what we can expect for the rest of this morning. Ken?
This is about the third biggest snow in Louisville's history, at least since records have been kept over 100 years now. We are seeing two things. First of all, the heavy snow is pretty much moving out through central and eastern Kentucky now. We see basically light snow on the radar scope. We also see what appears to be the tail end of the accumulating snow to our west. It's now pushing through Washington, Harrison, Crawford, Perry counties of Indiana, Breckenridge, Hancock, Ohio, Grayson counties of Kentucky. The snow has ended at Evansville and Paducah. That's where our weather's coming from. So looks like another hour or two of light snow here in the Louisville area. Then after that, nothing but flurries this afternoon. Total snowfall accumulations on the average of 12 to 16 inches across extreme southern Indiana and northern Kentucky. Snowfall amounts decrease the farther north and south you go, but even across southern Kentucky, they've had a mess overnight and early this morning with rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Winter storm warning still in effect. Tell you all about it coming up in just a few minutes. Paul?
Thanks, Ken. It's 8:04 at News Radio 84 WHAS. Louisville's Stanford Field Airport is at a standstill this morning. Regional Airport Authority spokesperson Randy Swan says the airport will be closed until noon today because of snow and ice. Swan says crews working overnight to clear taxiways and roads leading into the airport just couldn't keep up with the heavy snowfall. And officials are not sure if the airport will be reopened later this afternoon.
I won't say at this point that we are confident we'll be able to open it at noon. I think that that depends a great deal upon the weather and what it continues to do between now and noon.
Swan says those with scheduled flights this morning need to call the airlines for flight changes. That also applies to those meeting scheduled flights. 32 degrees in Louisville. It's 8:05 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
A report of wires down. This is on Blue Lick Road. It's about a quarter mile before the county line. So you want to try to stay away from that area. On US 60 in Hurstbourne Lane, we just received word from police that is impassable. On US 60 in front of Oxbourne, we have a disabled parked bus. That's not due to the snow. Understand it's transmission trouble, so they're going to have to tow that. And we have a stuck plow out around Hurstbourne Lane. No cross street, but as we told you earlier, it is pretty much impassable at US 60 and Hurstbourne Lane. We also have reported wires down in the 2900 block of St. Xavier. We have Louisville Fire Department on the scene with that. That's trouble with pretty much all the hills and even some of the flat places. Just impassable due to the height of the snow dragging the vehicle. So if you have to travel, you're on the major routes, try to stay in the ruts of the previous vehicles. Even better if you can get behind one of the state highway plows. They tell me they're concentrating on the interstate systems, running two and three abreast, and trying to keep at least one lane open, possibly two lanes. But where you'll find them at the moment, on the Water Center, I-71, 64, and I-65, they cannot do the secondary roadways just yet. Ron Robertson in the SkyWatch 84 Traffic Center.
News Radio 84 WHAS, it's 8:06.
Then you shouldn't be out there. And I have to say that some of the folks who do have proper vehicles are still going pretty fast because they're afraid if they stop or slow down or they pull over, they're going to become stuck. So they're going a little too fast also.
I see.
So I'm staying here till I come into work late this afternoon. I'm going to make some snow ice cream.
Well, you know, you've got that dog now. Can't you, get a sleigh going or something?
He loves it. Aaron loves the snow.
I guarantee you. I mean,
he's having a ball jumping and running through the snow right now. But I'm heartened by the report, at least Access River Road here. A snow plow, you get one that at least, you're able to get through there. It's a lot different where the plows come up on the eastbound lane. In fact, I saw just a regular vehicle smartly following him.
But you are going home.
We see a lot of the companies down River Road have been able to get snow plows in, and they're doing a little bit around their entrance ways. But it's still no place to be out there right now.
All right, Ben, thanks. And we'll hear you tonight with Denny Crum at 8.
Yeah, I'm sure the coach will be on the phone if he's not in there live.
All right, well, you can go pick him up.
that's a bit too far, too much mileage.
I got you, brother.
All right, thank you, Tony.
All right, we got to go and listen to Milton Metz. We'll be back after Metz here, and we'll give you some updates on the closings right after this on 84 WHAS.
Metz varies quite a bit. To our north, they're wondering what we're talking about.
Right.
There's 5 or 6 inches of snow about 40 miles to our north, and about 6 or 7 inches of snow 40 miles to our south. That's considerable, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And even down through Bowling Green, last report I saw there, about 3 inches of snow on the ground. So you're not going to run out of it. You just don't think that if you get out of Jefferson County, you're in good shape. No. Travel's just not recommended.
Yeah, I understand I-65 is just terrible right now.
I'm sure.
North and southbound around this area.
Throughout the entire Ohio Valley, you have snow from Pennsylvania through Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, southern Indiana. There's still some rain falling in Tennessee, but it's expected to change over to snow there. And even back through southern Illinois, although the snow has ended there, they have 6 or 8 inches of snow on the ground, so you're not getting to St. Louis in any great shakes either. So.
What does it look like for the rest of today and tonight?
Well, I think the accumulating snow, our light snow, will continue here for a while longer, but I think this afternoon we'll be basically looking at flurries and falling temperatures, and that'll be the big thing for this afternoon and tonight will be the temperatures and the fact that the slush underneath that snow right now will be freezing. We're at 31 degrees right now. We'll go down to 22 this afternoon, down to zero tonight. We're going to have a wind, northwest 10 to 15, gusting to 20 perhaps, so that's going to create some blowing snow, and also bitterly cold wind chill values. We may have wind chill values of 30 or 40 below coming up tonight.
Wow.
Tomorrow, not much better. We're only going to see a high of 5, extreme cold wind chill values, maybe a few flurries, and then 12 below tomorrow night. Could be pushing a record. The record tomorrow night is 14 below.
I'm glad I got my antifreeze changed.
And there you go.
All right.
All right. We'll be
one smart cookie around this place. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more on 84 WHAS.
This News Radio 84 update is the service of Immediate Care Centers, offering your family professional medical services when you need it most. Immediate Care Centers, open 7 days a week.
This is John Asher in the 84 WHAS newsroom. The snow's getting ready to move on after dumping some 15 inches in Metro Louisville. That ties the second largest snowfall in Louisville history. We'll have a report on what's going on in the city and what is not today, and have more look at the storm's impact. There's a big story developing in Los Angeles this morning. The mayor of L.A. reporting one fatality from this morning's earthquake. Serious structural damage is reported on some freeways there, and that death is a freeway death. Quake registering 6.5 on the Richter scale. We'll have more on that story coming up at 10 o'clock on News Radio 84 WHAS.
Remember how hard you worked to get through school? Well, now we want you, no, we need you, to go back to school. No, just for an hour or so a week. You see, Junior Achievement is in the business of teaching Kentuckiana kids about the free enterprise system, teaching them how the economy works and how the world of business affects their futures. And they do it all with volunteers like you, men and women who enjoy working with young people from primary school right on up through high school. Yes, they even take their story into the elementary schools to touch the imagination of early learners. If you have a little time to share with a group of students, they'll do the hard work. They'll give you the materials to make your time rewarding and some guidance to make it enjoyable for you and the students. This year, you can help get the message to thousands of young people throughout Kentucky and southern Indiana. Call Junior Achievement today and volunteer. The number is 502-425-8833. Help them teach success. Call 425-8833.
Indiana Gas Company offers this important winter safety reminder. Watch out for above-ground gas facilities when operating your snow removal equipment. While most gas lines are located underground, out of sight and out of the way, the gas company has some above-ground gas facilities, such as meters, regulator stations, and service risers. All serve important functions in bringing uninterrupted gas service to our customers. That's why we remind you to be careful when you or your contractor operate snow removal equipment around these installations. The safety message brought to you by Indiana Gas.
General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today. Once again, General Electric Answering Center is closed today. Employees of General Electric Answering Center do not report for work today.
Kentuckiana depends on 84 WHAS.
9:55 at 84 WHAS. This is Tony Cruz. A special note for you. Today, of course, Martin Luther King Day, but due to the inclement weather and the fact that really, Milton Metz's guest could not make it in. We're going to have to postpone that to another time. Milton will be back with us, though, today from noon until 3 to talk about this horrible weather that we've had here in the past couple of days. Once again, Milton Metz not on from 10 until 11:45. We plan on having Paul Harvey, of course, at that time, 11:45. Then Milton will join us from noon till 3. We'll talk a little bit about all the situations and the weather-related incidents and accidents. Hopefully not, but you never know with this kind of weather and people crazy as you and me driving around in it sometimes. David, thank you for hanging on the line so long, David.
Yes, I've got a question. I've got, one room that I'm in right now is a flat roof, flat top roof. We've got a roll top roofing on it. And I wonder about the poundage per square foot, what, you know, any builders out there, construction people, of course, they can't speak for each case, but
right,
they have some kind of knowledge of what.
Let me try to get a hold of the Levy's guys if we can. We'll try to get a hold of Steve Levy or someone like that. Of course, the do-it-yourself hour, we have that on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11. And they're not having that today, so we'll see what we can do for you, and we'll talk a little bit about
that. Our porch would have the same problem.
Now you're speaking my language because I have a back porch. It's a flat roof.
We also have a patio enclosure.
Okay.
And then another question. Somebody ought to ask LG&E what the danger is if we don't get any more freezing rain or ice storm. Is the snow that's out there now, is it going to create a likelihood of frozen breaking power lines with dropping temperature?
Okay, if LG&E, I'm sure that we have some people there that are probably listening. We'll see if they'll answer that for us.
Okay.
Thanks, David. Appreciate your call. 571-8484. Daryl, welcome aboard.
Yes, how you doing, Tony?
I'm doing fine.
The reason I called, in 78, I was living up in Maine, and what I found interesting up there with the sub-zero temperatures were that people used the snow. They got a lot of snow up there, and they used it to bank their houses. And we're expecting them temperatures tonight. So, I mean, people are going to be shoveling anyway. We might use the nature to help us as far as insulation?
The igloo effect, I believe it's called.
Pardon me, sir?
The igloo effect.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
And it'll keep the wind out, you know?
It's a good insulator. But don't put it against your door.
Right.
Because that can cause some real problems. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Daryl. Jeff, welcome aboard. You're with us now.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing the best I can, about like you.
I guess we're out here in Eastern Jefferson County. We got about 17 inches of snow, no electricity, and haven't seen a snowplow all day.
You don't have any electricity?
No.
What part are you in?
Eastern Jefferson County, out near the Spencer Bullitt County line.
Is that right? I know that we've had some power outages throughout the course of the morning and the day, and I didn't know exactly where all the locations were, but you're experiencing some there. Have you tried to contact LG&E?
Oh, yeah. We've been calling them since about 7 this morning.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that they'll get there as soon as they can. Believe me, it's very hard to get out and about around here.
I bet it is.
Yes, sir.
I just wondered how bad it was in town, and we've been finding out listening to you all.
Well, put it this way. It took me a normal drive for me from where I live to here is 28 minutes. It took me 2 hours and 10 minutes today. That's it. All right?
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Daryl. By the way, I know LG&E is probably being flooded, but if you are experiencing problems in an emergency nature, especially if you see a downed power line anywhere, LG&E asks that you call this number if you see downed power lines. Of course, 911, you can do that, or call LG&E at 589-3500. That's if you see a downed power line, 589-3500. Now, the mayor and county judge have jointly declared a state of emergency. The National Guard has been called in. They're providing emergency four-wheel drive transportation only for those people that are in a situation where your gas has run out in your car, you're freezing. I mean, the real problems. If you can get on a cellular phone or someone or something of that nature, call this number. Emergency situation only for people that are being motorists and are transporting all around the community. 574-3900. That's 574-3900. We're going to have a complete list of, updated list of all the closings and cancellations for today coming up with the news in just a few seconds. Also next hour, we hope, but maybe we can talk to Steve Levy. We'll have to see. We'll try to get a hold of him if we can and talk about your home and how to protect that during this kind of weather. That's all coming up right here on 84 WHAS.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS,
Louisville. News on the hour.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm John Asher, News Radio 84 WHAS. The big winter storm that dumped ice on the region early last night and followed with one of the heaviest snows in Louisville history is moving on, but it's leaving major problems in its aftermath. The snow depth in Louisville is 15 inches, tying this storm for the second largest snowstorm in Louisville history. It has made traffic impossible and is causing power outages throughout the region. And more trouble is on the way in the form of dropping temperatures and increasing wind speeds. The big storm has prompted officials in Louisville, Jefferson County, and Floyd County, Indiana, to declare a state of emergency. National Guard units are being called in to help persons stranded in their vehicles and with other snow relief efforts. Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson says those National Guard units will provide four-wheel drive service in emergencies.
We really feel like we ought to get the National Guard four-wheel drives in here as best the governor can provide them to us so that we can get doctors and hospital personnel and some of the emergencies. We've got the four-wheel drive club working with us. We've got people that have been calling into the Emergency Operations Center offering their four-wheel drive for getting folks during emergency situations.
If you need emergency transportation from the National Guard during the state of emergency, call 574-3900, 574-3900, the number. Louisville Standiford Field Airport is closed. Airport spokesperson Randy Swan says crews worked through the night to keep runways and streets around the airport clear, but just couldn't keep up with the rapidly accumulating snow.
We had to make a decision about 5 o'clock this morning to close the airport until about noon today. As the weather subsides later in the morning, then we will reevaluate that situation and see whether we will be able to open at noon or whether we'll have to delay that.
Airport officials meeting at noon today to decide when that traffic will start moving again at Louisville's airport. Local emergency services such as police and fire are fully staffed today, but as you might guess, response time is much slower because of the treacherous travel conditions. Fire Chief Russell Sanders is urging Louisville residents to take plenty of safety precautions.
Check their smoke detectors, make certain they're working properly. Our response time is not good, as you can imagine. It's very difficult to negotiate the streets right now. And if anyone listening has any type of health condition at all, relax, rest, do not attempt to shovel snow. We are making a number of heart attack and related runs. The fire department is, EMS is completely overloaded.
Louisville Fire Chief Russell Sanders. Let's take another look at today's list of closings of businesses and schools and the like. First, some shopping malls that are closed. Mall St. Matthews, Green Tree Mall, Jefferson Mall, and Oxmoor Center all closed today. Colleges, universities, schools, and other items. IU Southeast is closed. Kentucky College of Business, all day and night classes canceled. Spencerian College closed. Sullivan College, day and evening classes canceled. Midway College is closed. Ivy Tech, Region 13, morning classes closed. Afternoon classes still on. Also closed today, ITT Technical Institute, Louisville Tech, National Education Center, day and evening classes at Campbellsville College closed. Bourbon County Schools are closed Tuesday. Lincoln County Schools in Kentucky closed Tuesday. Again, those closings for Tuesday, Bourbon and Lincoln County Schools in Kentucky closed tomorrow. A new business closing, Toyota Motor Corporation in Georgetown is canceling first shift production and administrative work. Also, the plant will not be open today for second or third shift work. Again, that's Toyota in Georgetown, the first shift production and administrative being canceled. The second and third shift work also canceled today. First shift production, office, and maintenance should not report to work on Tuesday at Toyota. Again, first shift production, office, and maintenance should not report to work Tuesday at Toyota. An announcement regarding second shift maintenance production at Toyota on Tuesday will be made by 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Brown-Forman, all shifts today closed. National Processing Center, the first shift is canceled. Second shift workers call the company to check on the status of the second shift. Again, that's National Processing Company. The first shift canceled. Second shift workers check with your supervisors. Kentucky Lottery offices closed. Philip Morris, the 3 o'clock and 11 o'clock shifts are canceled. Humana Corporate offices closed. Englehart Corporation, second and third shifts canceled. Louisville Water Company offices closed. Emergency response and support personnel should report. Paramount Foods closed. Jeff Boat, all outside production is canceled for the day shift. Home Industries in Scottsburg, Indiana, first and second shifts are canceled. Third shift should report to work. Trim Masters in Bardstown, the first shift is being sent home. Second shift today and tomorrow's first shift canceled. That's a new one. Trim Masters in Bardstown, first shift is being sent home. Second shift today and tomorrow's first shift are being canceled. Cardinal and Lips Printing in New Albany, second shift canceled today. Protein Technologies International, second third shifts canceled. Liberty Protective Services closed. Midland Communications Packaging closed. Gateway Press Incorporated on Robards Lane shutting down second and third shifts today. Again, that's Gateway Press Incorporated on Robards Lane. The second and third shifts are canceled. Red Cross Bloodmobiles are not running today. TARC buses are running on major routes and streets only, but buses are not able to use side streets. Jewish Community Center is closed. Kentucky State Police commercial driver's licensing testing sites closed today and tomorrow statewide. And Christchurch United Methodist Preschool and Kindergarten will be closed on Tuesday. There is also plenty of excitement because of natural causes on the West Coast. Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon says there's been at least one person killed as a result of the earthquake that struck that area early today. He tells CNN the fatality took place on one of the city's freeways. Reardon reports heavy damage to three freeways. Dave Burgess is a worker for ABC Radio in Los Angeles, and he was awakened by that quake this morning that measured 6.5 on the Richter scale.
When it's happening, I was thinking to myself, this must be the big one, because it was big.
Aftershocks continue after that quake in Southern California. Again, that is now measured 6.6, a new reading on that on the Richter scale. Dozens of homes in Southern California set on fire by that quake. On Wall Street today, just before the hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off about 8 points at 3,859.32. Up next, meteorologist Ken Schultz with the Color Radar forecast. It's 10:06 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
We've seen two-wheel drives, the front-wheel drive cars, some of those getting stuck. In fact, Brownsboro Road in the Clifton neighborhood, there are four stuck TARC buses as we speak at this time. So you may not be able to get picked up with Brownsboro Road. Hare Lane, we've been on that, and Linden Lane. Those are, once again, one of the better secondary roadways. We got a glimpse of the Waterston Expressway from U.S. 42, and that is pretty much abandoned and wide open. But, once again, I wouldn't try it unless you had the four-wheel drive. Really, better be really important if you're going to go after something. Ron Robertson in the Skywatch 84 Traffic Center.
Ooh, watch out, there he goes!
Yes!
360 slam-a-jamma.
Time is out on the floor.
Oh, man, can anybody be better than this guy?
I don't think so. How many points does he have?
32 gajillion something. But that reminds me, I gotta make a call at halftime.
What's up?
I know a way I can score without any points.
What are you talking about?
I'm refinancing my home, and Green & Associates offers a fixed-rate loan with the option of no closing costs or 0 points.
Wow, that is a big score.
And you can score, too. Interest rates are still low, but they won't be forever, and that's why so many are choosing to refinance with Green & Associates right now. With over 100 years of experience, Green & Associates can help you with your first mortgage or refinancing. Let them lower your payments or make that dream home affordable. Get more out of your mortgage before interest rates go back up. Call Green & Associates today at 451-1600. All you have to lose is a few points. Call 451-1600.
Managing your business trip, presented by Kinko's Copy Centers.
My plane didn't get in till 10 o'clock.
That late? What about our presentation? We made changes after you left.
Jim faxed them to me.
Where?
At our branch office. I made the changes there.
20 copies?
All collated, spiral bound.
Color charts?
Done.
Wait, well, we don't have a branch office.
Sure we do.
Kinko's, your branch office, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over 600 locations nationwide. For the Kinko's near you, call 1-800-743-COPY.
This is meteorologist Ken Schultz with the WHAS Color Radar weather. Snow is just about over in downtown Louisville, still flurrying here. We don't need any more. It looks like we have the record, folks. 16 inches of snow now being reported out at the airport. The old record was 15.7, set back in 1978, so this looks like the heaviest snow in recorded Louisville history. I mean, it goes back 100, 120 years thereabouts, as heavy as it's been since that time. And the snow, as I said, is just about over here in Louisville, still continuing points east. We have a number of different snowfall totals, as I've been mentioning throughout the morning. The farther north you go, 5 or 6 inches of snow being reported up around Scottsburg and points north. Also about 6, 7 inches of snow, about 40 miles to our south. But right here in extreme north-central Kentucky, far south Indiana, we have reports of 12 inches of snow in Floyd County. We have 16 and a half inches southwest Jefferson County, as much as 18 inches in Breckenridge County. Oldham County, 15 inches of snow. Heaviest snow continues to track off to the east. We'll be looking at flurries here this afternoon with no additional accumulation, but the wind will be picking up off to our west. For an example, we have winds of 15 miles per hour. We'll be seeing our wind increase to about 15 miles per hour this afternoon. Temperatures will be dropping into the low 20s. Wind chill values closer to zero this afternoon. So what slush we have underneath the snowpack will be freezing, and we'll also have some blowing snow in the region. And for tonight, we're looking for bitterly cold weather. Again, some snow flurries possible. Temperatures dropping down to about zero tonight. Wind chill values could be in the 30 to 40 below category. Tomorrow, flurries, bitterly cold, high 5 above, 12 below tomorrow night, high Wednesday 15. In Louisville, light snow, 30 degrees. Our temperature is down 1 from last hour. Wind chill 16 here at 84 WHAS. I'm Ken Schultz.
I'm John Asher, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Incredible. And I tell you what a team. What a news and weather team. You guys are unbelievable. You know that? And I mean that. At least Ken is.
I believe he owes us money, doesn't he?
I think he does.
Yeah, well, that's a nice try.
That will get you out of it, buddy.
Hey, yeah, I'm stuck, aren't I? Or maybe our listeners are stuck. Hopefully not.
Everybody. I mean, it's eerie walking out even in downtown.
It is. It's like a ghost town in a city of, what? What's a city? 250,000? What is it, John? Do you know the official total?
City. Big city.
He's brilliant, man.
Large.
And, you know, if this merger happens, it'll be 600,000-700,000, and everybody, it'll be a ghost town. It's unbelievable down here. This is Tony Cruz in for Jack Fox.
It's odd because, you know, outside of the an occasional car going down the street, you know what you see mostly is people walking.
People, yeah.
Down the middle of the street. And they wouldn't move. They won't move out of your way.
There's no place to move.
26 below. Well, those woolly mammoths, let me tell you. You put chains on them, they can go through just about anything.
But 26 below, all-time record low for Indianapolis. There's a number of cities in Ohio that are reporting all-time record low temperatures. Cleveland, Akron, Youngstown, Columbus, Zanesville, Mansfield. And, of course, here in Louisville, record low temperature all-time. 30 years from now, there's going to be a young meteorologist talking to an older disc jockey saying, you know, on this date, this is as cold as it
right
gets.
Through the heart.
All right, for today, increasing clouds. Maybe a flurry late. Temperatures just nosing above zero for a high today. Tonight, chance for a period of light snow. No major snow with this one, but a dusting or coating, inch or less. It's going to be a dry, fluffy snow. Best chance for maybe an inch would be just to our north. Low tonight, two above because of the clouds. Won't be quite as cold. And tomorrow, the flurries end in the morning. Partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon, 18. All the way up to 18 for a high tomorrow in the 20s on Friday. Right now in Louisville, 19 below. It has come up 3 degrees over this last hour.
And you did that to me the day after my birthday.
That's right. You know, we've been so busy, Wayne, I did not even mention it.
It's 8:44. Sports 84, Paul Rogers.
Two cold shooting teams in Gainesville last night. Florida and Kentucky each took turns, having little spurts to go ahead of the other. In the end, Florida had moved ahead by 3 points, and Kentucky's Travis Ford had two free throws coming. He hit the first one to make it a two-point game.
Travis Ford. Hands waving again. Threw it up against the rim. Rebound by McCarty. Lost it. Now McCarty's got it in the air. It is no good.
And Florida won it 59-57. Kentucky trying to win in the same way Tennessee had knocked him off last year. It didn't quite work. Florida at 14-2 is off to its best start in 53 years, and they're so excited about it. It was an all-time record crowd in Gainesville of 12,221. Watch the Wildcats go down to their second loss in five conference games. Indiana and Purdue battled on a cold night, had a hot battle in West Lafayette, with the Boilermakers winning in overtime 83-76. Brian Evans of the Hoosiers thought it shouldn't have ever gone to the extra period.
We had a chance to win. You know, we had a tied up with 19 seconds. We came down. We really didn't get anything very good. And, that's just a bad execution on our part.
Then when it got into overtime, Indiana was held scoreless for the first 4 minutes. And Purdue scored its last 11 points from the free throw line to win it 83-76. Sixth-ranked Massachusetts had its 10-game winning streak ended by DePaul 78-76. John Calipari could only compliment his victors.
We had them on a mission today that they were not going to lose this game. We did everything we could down the stretch to try to win it, to try to take it from them. But their grip on it was just a little too much for us.
Well, police are trying to remove a vehicle right now on the Watterson Expressway. This is just past Cane Run Road on the westbound lanes. And that one sits squarely in what would, if we could see the markings, would be the left lane of traffic on the West Watterson. So just be careful as you come up on that area and stay to the right. And give the police officer room as they attempt to hook onto that and open up the roadway. We've seen snow plows on the eastbound lanes, starting east of Bell's Lane and working their way toward Dixie Highway. So they're still trying to keep the right lane open and keep that scraped off and try to get down a few more sub-layers to real pavement. We'll keep you posted on how it goes. Another report after Paul Harvey News. Ron Robertson in the Skywatch 84 Traffic Center.
Hi, Wayne Perky with an update. Road semi-annual sale continues. Mall St. Matthew's closed today. Jefferson Mall open from noon till 5, and we don't know anything about Green Tree Mall. They haven't called us. 8:28, Paul Harvey in 2 minutes. Time for the news and Brian Rublin.
And Wayne, thousands of people don't have any heat in their homes this morning. Dispatcher Mark Richardson with Bullitt County 911 says all of eastern Bullitt County is without power. Three substations went down last night.
RECC is aware of the electrical problem. People calling Bullitt County 911 Center, and RECC will probably get a busy signal. They are aware of the situation and trying to get that up as soon as we can.
The emergency shelters in Bullitt County are set up at Mount Washington Middle School, Mount Washington Baptist Church, Bullitt Central High School, the Hillview Community Center, and St. Benedict Catholic Church in Lebanon Junction. LG&E still has 8,000 customers without power, and more outages are occurring as a result of the cold. If you don't have heat, you can go to the St. Matthews Community Center, Mail High School, Western Middle School, the Red Cross on Chestnut Street, the Government Centers on Juneau Drive and Dixie Highway, or the J-Town Community Center. All local firehouses are serving as warming centers. They don't provide food. There's also a shelter at Highview Baptist Church. In Oldham County, the firehouses are open. In Spencer County, there's a shelter at Spencer County High School. In Southern Indiana, shelters are open at the National Guard Armory in New Albany, the Salvation Army in New Albany, Haven House in Jeffersonville, and the Token Club in New Albany.
A story we've been following continues to produce good news. 3-year-old Michelle Schmidt is recovering well in Omaha, Nebraska, and doctors are cautiously optimistic with her progress. News Radio 84's Beth Merrill is with the family. She says there's only one word to describe the family this morning: relieved.
You could see the tension just move out of their faces after they got her here and after she came out of surgery with flying colors. They're beginning to feel more like normal, they say.
There's a 10 a.m. press conference called in Omaha this morning to handle all the media attention Michelle's getting. Meteorologist Ken Schultz calling for a high today, maybe of 5 degrees, down to 2 overnight and up to 18 tomorrow. Right now in Louisville, 19 degrees below zero. I'm Brian Rublin.
Well, Fred, good to know you're taken care of out there and you're surviving, and we may have to borrow your snowshoes after a while.
All right.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay.
Fred Wishy. It's 11:23 at 84 WHAS. Let's check the weather right now and give you our color radar weather forecast from meteorologist Ken Schultz. Increasing cloudiness today, extremely cold with a chance of flurries late today and a high of 5. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light snow, but it will be that light, powdery. A low of 2 degrees. Snow accumulations will be light in less than an inch. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Flurries ending in the morning with a high of 18 tomorrow. Clear and very cold tomorrow night, but still a low of 8 above. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold and a high of 26 degrees. In Louisville now, we are minus 10 with a wind chill of minus 20. So don't get out unless you absolutely need to, and make sure everything is bundled up. We were getting my car out of a snowbank yesterday, and I was out for just a few minutes. And boy, I thought, what happened to my ears? And just a little bit exposed there, and they were cold. We have, as I said, minus 10 degrees and a wind chill of minus 20. From 84 WHAS, let's go back to the phones here and see what help we can pass along in this winter recovery of 1994. Good morning, Christy. You need some traffic information?
Oh, good morning to you, too. Yes, we. I'm with Abbey Home Healthcare, and we've got a patient needing oxygen down in Taylorsville. And we wondered how the roadways might be from Louisville to Taylorsville.
Okay. Well, I'd suspect it'd be like everything else. They're very snow-packed and kind of treacherous to travel on, but we'll get some information here, all right?
That'd be fantastic.
Well, when you want to get out to Taylorsville.
Right.
Coming from what part of town?
From Poplar Level Road.
Poplar Level Road getting out to Taylorsville.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Keep your radio on here. We'll see what we can find
all
out
right.
for you.
Thanks.
All right. I know Christine can't get anywhere. Is that right, Christine?
Yeah, we're stuck out here in Fisherville.
In Fisherville. Okay.
We haven't had any power since Monday morning, and our water pump is electric, so we don't have any water either.
Wow. Any of the roads cleared at all out there?
I wouldn't know. The driveway is like a mile long, and we are never going to get out of the driveway, so we're not worried about the roads.
Okay, Christine. What can we help you with?
Well, we just wanted to say that we would appreciate it if LD&E would put the people that have been without power since Monday on priority over the people that just lost power this morning, because we've got a baby out here and we're almost out of firewood.
Okay, I'm sure they're working on that. They're working desperately, and they'll get the message here, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You got any buddies with four-wheel drive vehicles or anything? Can I help you out? Or?
The tractors are all snowed in, too. They can't go anywhere.
Okay. Well, somebody, you got a phone number? Anybody can reach you if they want to be able to help you or anything? You do. You're just going to sit tight till some folks can get to you?
We're just going to sit here and wait it out.
Okay, good luck to you, Christine.
Thanks.
Keep your radio on.
Thanks.
All right. Mark is on line 3. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Got a tip for the frozen water pipes?
Yeah. First of all, she should open her taps to relieve any pressure.
Keep it open. I thought that.
Yeah, okay. You were right on target.
Okay.
Secondly, if she can identify where the freeze is,
How would you do that?
Well, check in other parts of the water system throughout the house. Does she have running water anywhere, or has she lost it all?
Okay.
If she's lost it all, if she knows where it's coming into the house,
mm-hmm.
Where it's closest to the wall,
mm-hmm.
that's probably the spot.
Okay.
I was in a deep freeze in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, about 5 years ago, and I had a situation there where a water pipe, completely different there, teed in to a spigot outside.
Mm-hmm.
And when it froze at 2 o'clock in the morning, on the exterior of the house, I took a little portable grill and I made a tent.
Uh-huh.
And I heated it up that way. Now, obviously, on the inside of the house, you don't use a grill, but you could use a hairdryer.
Hairdryer, right.
You could use an electric lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to get some heat around there to start to thaw it out. It will thaw. you have a fair shot of being able to do it yourself. If it's a metal pipe, and if you have a little bit of skill, and you had a small propane torch, you can gently approach it that way.
Real careful with it.
I mean, the idea is to gently warm the metal, not burn down the house.
Yeah.
If she has a break, she needs to find out where the valve is coming into the house, where don't flood the house.
Yeah, get that shut off there, yeah.
The other question she asked is snow water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she can bring it in. She can melt it down. She can use it for flushing toilets, bathing, those types of things. I would shy away from using it for drinking if she is out of water for an extended period of time. She could always boil it, but she's going to have a fair amount. She's going to be surprised at how much dirt the snow actually contains, and she's probably going to look at it and decide she doesn't want to do that. That's about all the help I can be.
Good advice, Mark. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
It's 11:28. We'll continue on the phones here for the next 15 minutes on 80. 80-